All right, folks, welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of wisdom with a side of awesome. Today we're diving into something super important, something that trips us all up from time to time. Anger. Ever feel like you're about to explode? You know that feeling when your blood starts boiling and all you want to do is scream? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to let anger control us. We can learn to manage it, to channel it, to turn it into fuel for growth instead of a fiery meltdown. And trust me, learning this skill will make a world of difference in your life, your relationships, your work, even your overall happiness. So here's the deal. Anger is a natural emotion. It's there to protect us, to signal when something's wrong. But the key is recognizing it, understanding its triggers, and learning how to respond instead of just reacting. First up, awareness. You gotta know your anger triggers. What sets you off? Is it traffic jams, rude people, deadlines, or maybe even certain conversations? Once you identify those triggers, you can start developing strategies to manage them. Maybe that means taking a deep breath before responding, practicing mindfulness, or simply removing yourself from the situation temporarily. Number 2. Perspective. We often get caught up in our own heads thinking about ourselves and how we're being wronged. But step back for a second. Is this truly the end of the world? Often, things aren't as dire as they seem in the heat of the moment. Take a deep breath, look at the bigger picture, and remember that anger rarely solves anything. Third, communication. If someone's really pushing your buttons, try talking it out calmly. Explain how their words or actions are making you feel, but avoid accusations. Focus on finding a solution together. Remember, clear communication is key to diffusing tension and building stronger relationships. Next up, self-care. It sounds obvious, but taking care of yourself physically and mentally can make a huge difference in managing anger. Get enough sleep, eat healthy foods, exercise regularly, and make time for activities that bring you joy. When you're feeling good about yourself, you're less likely to get bogged down by frustration and anger. And lastly, forgiveness. Holding onto grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you more than anyone else. Practice letting go of past hurts and resentment. Forgive others, and most importantly, forgive yourself. Think about that time when you were completely ticked off. Maybe someone cut you off in traffic, or a coworker was being totally insensitive. You know how it feels, your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and all you want to do is lash out. Now imagine if you could handle that situation differently with grace, calmness, and even a touch of humor. Think about it. Instead of screaming at the driver who cut you off, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that everyone's rushing somewhere, and chuckle to yourself about how ridiculous it is to get worked up over something so small. Or, instead of snapping at your coworker, you calmly explain how their words made you feel and try to find the solution together. It takes practice, for sure, but the rewards are worth it. You'll feel more in control, less stressed, and more connected to the people around you. Plus, imagine the power you'll have when you choose not to react to anger. You'll be the calm amidst the storm, the beacon of reason in a chaotic world. So remember, folks, anger is a part of life, but it doesn't have to control us. By being aware of our triggers, taking a step back to gain perspective, communicating effectively, practicing self-care, and choosing forgiveness, we can turn anger from a destructive force into a catalyst for growth. You got this. And don't forget, share this episode with someone who could use a little stoic edge in their lives. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep this community going strong. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and remember, you're capable of incredible things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.